A month from today, we'll celebrate Christmas, the day the Lord Jesus Christ was born into the world. But why was he born? He was born to save us from evil. And in the word, evil is often symbolized by what animal? It goes on the ground. It's long and thin. It's a snake, also called a serpent. So now listen to the word of the Lord, as it is written in Genesis 3, and listen to what the serpent said to the woman in the Garden of Eden. And the serpent was more cunning than any wild animal of the field which Yahuwah God had made. And he said to the woman, "Yes, has God said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "Of the fruit of the tree of the garden we may eat. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And the serpent said to the woman, "Dying, you shall not die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil." And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was appealing to the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one intelligent. And she took from its fruit and did eat. And she gave also to her man with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of the two of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made girdles for themselves. And they heard the voice of Yahuwah God going to itself in the garden in the wind of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the face of Yahuwah God in the midst of the garden. And Yahuwah God called to man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I feared, for I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave to me from the tree, and I ate." And Yahuwah God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I ate." And Yahuwah God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than every beast and more than every wild animal of the field. On your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall trample on your head, and you shall strike his heel." Amen. And reading further from the Heavenly Doctrine, Arcana Celestia, talking about the meaning of this prophecy that the Lord will put enmity between the seed of the woman or the descendants of the woman and the descendants or the seed of the serpent. "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. He shall trample upon thy head and thou shalt strike his heel." Everyone is aware that this is the first prophecy of the Lord's advent into the world. It appears indeed clearly from the words themselves. And therefore, from them and from the prophets, even the Jews knew that a Messiah was to come. Hitherto, however, no one has understood what specifically is meant by these things. They must therefore be explained. By the serpent is here meant all evil in general, and specifically the love of self. By the woman is meant the church. By the seed of the woman, faith in the Lord. By he, the Lord himself. By the head of the serpent, the dominion of evil in general, and specifically that of the love of self, by to trample upon or putting down so that it should go upon its belly and eat the dust, and by the heel, the Lord's lowest natural or bodily degree, which the serpent would strike. The reason why the serpent means all evil in general, and specifically the love of self, is that all evil has had its rise from that sensory part of the mind, and also from the mammary knowledge, which at first were signified by the serpent. And therefore it here denotes evil of every kind, and specifically the love of self, or hatred against the neighbor and the Lord, which is the same thing. Amen. Here end our lessons. Happy are they who hear the word of God and keep it.